Vayter in Shasfer and Dav Gimel, picking it up on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down, first word on the line. We left off with a discussion about a Chetzi Cheirish. A Cheirish, you know, is a deaf mute, but what happens if he's not both of them, but only one of them? Either he's mute, but he can hear, he can't talk, but he can hear. Or he can't hear, but he can talk. Then what's going to be the din? So we said that a person in such a circumstance, then they are going to be putter in Re'iyah. That means they don't have to be seen. They don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash or bring an Olas Re'iyah. But they're going to be Chayev in this Shalmei Simcha nonetheless. And now the Gemara wants to know, what is the Chilik between the two? Why should it be that the Chayev in Shalmei Simcha, but the putter from Re'iyah? And the Gemara is going to tell us, we're going to learn it out from a mitzvah known as Hakel. Hakel is once every seventh year, at the end of Shemitah, around Sukkot time, Klal Yisrael comes, all, and Nashim, Vitaf, all come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they hear from the king reading certain parts of Devarim. We're going to learn out from there that we know that a person is, if a person, that a Cheirish, a Chetzi Cheirish is putter by Hakel to come, and then we have a Gezeirah Shavah to go out and equate it to a Chetzi Cheirish by, you can do this, by Re'iyah as well. But Simcha is going to be Chayev. So let's read inside. Ma yishna le'inyan Re'iyah, the Tirei, why is he putter from Re'iyah? That he didn't have to come to Shal Shugalim. Ma yishna le'inyan Simcha, but Shalmi Simcha, the Mechayev is actually Chayev. And it's a Gemara, because le'inyan Re'iyah, gamma Re'iyah, Re'iyah mehakel. It was a Gezeirah Shavah from Hakel. Because it says by the parts of Hakel, Bebol Ko Yisrael le'ra'os, all of them should come to be seen. T'chsev, Hakel is a'ama, anoshim, anoshim, v'ataf. They'll have to come together. V'chsev, Bevo Ko Yisrael le'ra'os, that all the Jewish people come in order to be seen, in other words, they have to come in front of Hashem. And therefore we make a gzeirah shavah from that too, the Re'iyah of Shalosh Regalim, and just like their potter by Hakel, so to the potter by Shalosh Regalim. There's the answer. Simcha, though there's no reason not to, but yes, by Re'iyah. Says Gemara, V'halsaminolin, where do we know that in the first place? How do we know that by Hakel, that a person who is lacking one, either he's deaf or he's mute, that he's not chayev to go to Hakel? The pasuk says, L'man yishme'u, l'man yilmedu, in order that you should hear, in order that you should teach. Vitanya, Laman Yishmu, Prat Lamadabra Veno Shamea. What does it mean, Laman Yishmu? You know that you should hear. It's excluding someone who speaks but doesn't hear. You have to be able to hear. Laman Yilamedu, in order that you should be able to learn. I'm sorry, Laman Yilmedu is what we read it as right now. Laman Yilmedu, Prat Lashamea Veno Madabra. That's excluding someone who can hear but can't speak. Rashi points out that Prat Lashamea Veno Madabra means that Hashtamash Vashayin Zer Ra'oi Loma, that at this stage, we assume that a person who cannot speak is not able to learn either. And therefore, we see that by Hakel Yopater, Gezer Shava to Re'iyah, to Shalosh Regalim, going up, Liros. And therefore, we see that that he's not chayef to go. Frankly, Gemara, hold on. Is it really true? Little side note. Is it really true that a person, the Lo Mishtai, he can't speak, Lo Gamer, is not able to learn? There were these two Ilmim, these two mute people that lived in the Shchuna of Rebbe. B'nei Brate, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgida. It was the sons of the daughters of Rebbe Yochanan ben Gudgida. V'amila B'nei Achtei, the Rebbe Yochanan. Some say it was the son of the sister of Rebbe Yochanan. The Chol Eim is to have Ayil Rebbe, every time Rebbe would come to teach, have Ayil Vyasu Kamei, they would come and sit in front of him, which is the Kamei. Uminai Dibra Yishayu, and they would nod their heads, Umarchashin Sifsosayu, and they would go out and they would move their lips in a way that looked like they were actually learning. Ubayu Rebbe Rachmi Elayu Rebbe Davin for them, Rachmim, that they should be healed. Vitsu, and they actually were healed. Vishtachach, and it turned out, to have a Gemir Hilchas of a Sifra of a Sifri Vikula Shas. They knew all Kola Tarakula, they knew everything clearly, even though they couldn't talk, they were still able to learn. So what are you talking about over here, that there was someone who can't talk, can't learn? And if you get rid of that, so now we no longer have the shtickle Torah to assume that you can't talk, can't learn, therefore a Chetzi Cheirish should actually be Chayev, because seemingly even by Hakel he should be Chayev, says the Gemara, Amar Mar Zutra, Kari Bey Laman Yilamedu. Don't read it Laman Yilamedu, rather read it Yilamedu, which means to tell you that they should be able to teach. And if you're mute, you clearly can't teach. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Vadi Laman Yilamedu. I want to tell you something, for sure, even without this whole story you just brought over here, it's for sure Laman Yilamedu. As Ravashi says, Klomer, Belav Kushe Danach Tre Ilme. Even that bringing that up, Lekal Ukmi Ledrasha Detana Demait Mehacha Shomea Ve'inam. medaber ela lemani lemeidu. The whole idea of shomeo could hear and can't talk has to be coming and learning after lemani lemeidu, as we see as follows. Vad lemani lemeidu hu. These hakadayt lemani yilmedu. If you thought it means lemani yilmedu, Rashi says who demash malei that alma. Svira lay latana de kevan de lo mishtay lo garmin lenafshe. Since he can't speak, he's not able to learn himself. And since he can't speak, he can't learn. Vikevan de lo shama lo gamar. And since you can't hear, you can't learn. Hai laman yishmu nafko. We can learn all that out from the pasuk laman yishmu in order that you should be able to hear. If you want to tell me a person who's mute, who can't talk, can't learn, so then we could learn it out from the Mam Yishmu, so that you should be able to hear, because if you're mute, you won't be able to hear, obviously, so then you won't be able to learn. So what would you need the word Laman Yilmedu for? El Vada must be teaching me something else. Must be read, not as Laman Yilmedu, but rather Laman Yilamedohu. That's how you go and you read it, in order that they should be able to teach. And a mute person clearly cannot teach. And if he cannot teach, then he is putter. So someone who can't hear or someone who can't teach is going to be putter. That we learn out from Hakel, and then we get Zer Shava, that brings us to Re'iyah as well, and therefore we know that they're going to be Pater. Now we learn out another idea from this summer of Tanakh from Cheresh Ba'ozno Achas, Pater Min Re'iyah, a Cheresh, someone who is deaf in only one ear. He's still going to be putter from Me'iyah as well. He doesn't have to go Shalosh Regalim, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Be'oznehem. This is going back to Hakel. And by Hakel, the Pasuk says, Tikras HaTorah Zos Neged Kol Yisrael, Be'oznehem, in their ears. Which means if a person is lacking one of the ears, then he's going to be putter. And then we have the Gzir Shava, which teaches us back to Me'iyah, and therefore he's going to be putter. The high Be'oznehem. So there you go. There you have to understand that that even if it's one ear, you're going to be putter. So don't think that you're going to be chayv if you have one ear. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? V'hai name Bailey. We need those names for a different drasha, and therefore you're not open to leave it for this, and therefore even one ear person would be chayv. Ba'aznehem to kul Yisrael. What it means is all the Jewish people's ears. Says no, nice cry. We're back on track. Ahumi neged kul Yisrael nafka. That we learn out from the end of the pasuk. It says, I'm sorry, but before the pasuk, Tikar Satoriz was neged kol Yisrael. Ba'aznehem so neged kol Yisrael is all the Jewish people, and Ba'aznehem is talking about both ears. So that's so we actually are good to go, and therefore we have our drasha that a person is deaf in one ear is going to be putter from Hakel, and therefore he's going to be putter because Gzir Shava also from Re'iyah, from coming up, and obviously the Olos Re'iyah also. Says Gemara, no, not true, because Imi Neged Kol Yisrael, if you want to learn from Neged Kol Yisrael, Havamina Afagav De Lo Shami, then I would think that even if you have someone who didn't hear the Melech reading, they just come without hearing it, that they're going to be fine, because it's Neged Yisrael, therefore Kasar Chayachum Rechmana, Ba'az Mehem, the Pasuk says Ba'az Nehem, that what? Vehu deshame, which is going back on Klai, so that they should be able to hear. And being that that's the case, this word is not mufni, it's not opened and available to darshan, so you don't have a raya to tell me that a person deaf in one ear is going to be pater from re'iyah. Finally, Gemara says, not true. Ahum laman yishmu nafka. That's another pasuk. It says, laman yishmu, they should be able to hear, which means that's going from Klai, so, and therefore ba'aznehem is actually going on a person who could hear only in one ear. And that's where we finished this point, saying that a person who is deaf in only one ear, a chetzi chetzi cheresh, a rivach cheresh, right, then he is going to be putter from Hakel, and similarly going to be putter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Good. So what we have so far is that when we started the Gemara trying to figure out what's the difference that a chetzi cheresh should be chayv in shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha, but putter in olus Re'iyah doing Re'iyah, what's the reason? Because the Re'iyah is a Gezeirah Shava, which takes us to Hakel. And just like they're Pater Behakel, which we just darshened out, they're for Pater also, and then we just took it a little further. Vayter. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Chigir Beraglu Achas, Pater Mere'iyah. Let's say a person is Chigir, is lame in one of his feet, then he is also Pater to do Re'iyah. It doesn't have to go up. Shnemar, the Pasuk says, Regalim. Regalim, right? What does it mean? Person to go up for the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim Tochu Gliba Shana. Regalim is a Lashon of plural. You have to have both legs. Therefore, person only is lame even in one leg. He doesn't have to go up. Says, what do you mean? Vaharigalim Ibayle, we need it for something else. Prat Labali Kabim. It's coming to exclude a person who has a cab. What's that? That's talking about he's got a peg leg. Rashi says, Kishachatru Ragleim. Nasu Kav Katan, they have the stump and they put this piece of wood there. Besof Shoko, Venosim Bo, Muchin, Vesomech Sof Shoko, I love. And it's you know, a prosthetic leg. So in the time it was wood. Those people are going to be putter from the mitzvah. But if you happen to have legs, but chalila, not able to walk with one of them, then Yutaka would still be chayiv. So you might know, ahu mipa'amim nafka. The idea that somebody needs to have both legs is learned out from pa'amim, and therefore, if it's from pa'amim, then regalim has come to touch this idea that he has to be able to walk in both legs. D'tanya, how do you know pa'amim means a lotion of legs? D'tanya, it's in a braisa. Pa'amim, ain't pa'amim, ella reglayim. Pa'amim reglayim, Rashi says, adam shesh reglayim. It means someone who has legs. V'cheinu omer, so we have a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, tirmisenu ragel ragli ani pa'amim dalim. The foot will step over it, and we're talking about the feet of a poor person. The pa'amei dalim, the feet of dalim, another type of very poor person. Va'omer, what does it says? And then Shir Hashir, Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your pa'amayich b'na'alim? Your pa'amayich in shoes bas nadiv. The daughter of someone who is very chashev. The pamayach we see over here means what? Your footsteps. Rashi says, Alma v'bali min alayim, shaychi pa'amim, ubiriya ksiv shalos pa'amim. And by ri'iya, it says you have to do three times a year, bashanim yira kozacharcha. And therefore, it doesn't mean shalos pa'amim, three legs. But it means that the problem is talking about the legs. And that's where we're learning that the two legs, you have to have two real legs. But if you have one lame leg, how are you going to learn that a person is going to be putter? That we learn out from the word regalim. Once we mentioned that pasuk in Shir Shirim, now we darshin it. Darish Rav, Amaydich Siv, Mayofu Pa, Amayich, Ben Olam Bas Nadiv. Wow, how beautiful are your steps and sandals, the daughter of Chashav people. Kama Noim Raglim Shal Yisrael. It means how beautiful are the steps of the Jewish people. B'shash Olam L'Regel, the time that they go ahead and they're doing Aliyah L'Regel. Ah, so beautiful. Bas Nadiv, Bito Shal Avram Avinu. The daughter of someone very Chashav means the daughter of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv, that was called the Nadiv, a very Chashav person. Shenema that the nobles of the nations came together, and the nation of Hashem of Avram, Elokei Avram, v'lo Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. It's just the God of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Elokei Avram shahoyet tchila legerim. What it's referencing is that he was the beginning of gerim, of bringing people in and bringing them close together. Tosa says that shenistav alamila tfei mikol osam shelofanov. He was the first to make that conversion of sorts. Amar Avkana. We say another word now from Rav Tamchun. Number of not somebody reading Meshum of Rabbi Tamchun. My Dersiv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk by Yosef, Abor Reik Ein Bo Mayim, and the pit was empty and there was no water when they're throwing Yosef at Tzadik into the pit, the brothers. So why does it say the pit was empty and there was no water? Obviously, if the pit is empty, there's no water. It says Rashi, Meshum to Rabbi Tamchun, Amar Nakatla Hachagabi Shmait, said Rabbi Tamchun. Okay, once we said Rabbi Tamchun, we ask another idea from him. Mimasho Shenemar Vabor Reik. Any of Deah Shem Bo Mayim, once I know that it says it's empty, I don't know there's no water. There was no water, but there was nechoshim, with snakes and scorpions. Rashi's lawyer, Reik Elamimayim, the only thing it was empty from was from water. Okay, back to our Masechta. More Hakel stuff. Tana Rabban on Maisi Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Rabbi Leozer ben Chisma Shahachul Hakel Pnei Rabbi Yoshua Pekian. They went to go visit Rabbi Yeshua in Pekian. Assuming this is a place. Rashi says, why did they go visit? Yom Tov Haya, Shechayv Adam L'chabed this rabbo, Makbal is Panim. Honor your Rebbe by going to visit. Kedamina Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Dav Tesan Rebbeis. Madua Atho Leches Elov Hayom, Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos. Right, so we see that there's a mitzvah to go out and visit the Rebbe. Amalem, so he said to them, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, they came to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe, said to the Talmidim, Ma chiddush hayo bebeis ha-medrash hayom? What was the chiddush that was found in the Beis Medrash today? Teach me something. So he said back, Amalem, Talmidecha anu mimecha anu shosim, we're your Talmidim, and we came for your water. Rashi says, Ve'in lanu l'dar b'fenecha, we're not going to speak in front of you. Rebbe, you tell us. Amalem, so he says back to him, Afal pikein ef shel beis ha-medrash b'lo chiddush, even though you're right, there's no Beis Medrash. In other words, it's got to be something new. Teach me something so I can know something. Like, what did you learn? Shabbos shel mihaisa. Whose Shabbos was it? Whose week was it in order to go ahead and darshan? Right? They would switch off weeks. different people that would be darshaning, not going to this right now, but point is, who was it? They said it was Shabbos Shabbat Elazar ben Azariah. That's who Shabbat was. Ubamel Yisa Hagoda Yom. So he says, okay, and what was it? What did he talk about today? What was the drasha? I'm a little bit Parshas Hakel. He spoke about Parshas Hakel. Uma Darshba, no, what did he darshan? No. So he said, Hakel is Ama Nosha Nosha Mataf. Gather in all the nation, the men, the women, the children. Now, if the men are coming, all right, you get it. You know why they're coming? The men are coming to learn, to shtag. The women are coming in order to hear what's going on over there. They should be part of this. Taf, lamabayim. Why are the taf? Why are the children coming? What is the point of the kids coming? Kidei litein schar lemivye, in order to give schar to those who bring them. Rabbi Yoshua, blown away, says, Amar lehem, my goal is tova yisaviyadchem. You guys had this precious stone in your hand. We've gashed them, loved them many. Well, you wanted to have me lose out to have such a beautiful, precious stone? What a beautiful word. Thank you so much. Amazing. Okay. Not only that, but Elizabeth ben Azariah also said other things then. As Hashem he'emarta hayom. The pasuk says in Devarim. We have a puzzle that says that you praised Hashem today. Rashi says it's the lashon of shevach, the lashon of he'emarta, the lashon of shevach. V'Hashem he'emircha hayom. And we also have a puzzle that says that Hashem praised you. So what's going on over here? Amalehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made me a chativa achas. Rashi says, Shevach echad, one praise. Shevach miyuchad, a special one. Lomer ein kamocha. There's no one like you, Hashem. Lekach b'char necha leloka. Therefore, I chose you to be your God. Chativa achas ba'olam. Vani aseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I'm going to make you a special praise that we have just for you. Atem asisuni, excuse me, chativa achas ba'olam. You made this one special praise. I'm going to make you one special praise. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, beep, turn the page, Gimel Mabez. Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. Who is like the Jewish people? One nation in the land. Praising the Jewish people. V'afu, Pasach V'darsh. And also, and he wanted to darshan the following. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We're continuing on our path. Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, so what does he come in? He darshins divrei chachamim pasuk in Koheles. Divrei chachamim kadorvenos uchemasmiros nituim balei asupos nitnu miroa echad. The words of the chachamim are like cattle prods that are used, you know, to move the animals along. These sharp thingamajigs. Now they maybe zap them even. Usser! Anyway, like these prodders, ukemasmos nituim, and like nails that are planted, balei asupos nitumiro echad. These are the masters of those that gather that came from one row, one shepherd. Why are the words of Torah compared to a prod, something that goes ahead and prods something? Just like with this prod goes ahead and it brings, it's mechaven, it directs the cow to the proper furrow and the right path. To bring life to the world, what does that mean? In order to go ahead, that you plant things that should be able to grow. After every Torah, mechaven is lomdeim b'darchei misa darchei chaim. So to the words of Torah, mechaven a person, they direct them. They those who learn them from the ways of death to the road of death to the road of life. Unbelievable. Now, it's just you should not suspect something. If this darvan, meaning a regular actual prater, is something which is a metaltel, it's a movable thing, after every Torah metaltelin, so too, the Torah metaltelin, they're here now, but they can be moved and gotten rid of. Talmud Lomer Mashmeros, like what? Mashmeros, like a nail, which means that it's something which is put in stark and it stays. Ima Mashmerzer Chaser Velo Yoser. When you take a nail and you smash a nail into a piece of wood, it takes away a little bit, right? It's zechaser v'lo yoser. It takes away from the space. It pushes in and it doesn't add to it. After v'torah chaserin v'lo yoserin, it's going to make a person lose out and not gain. Talmud lomer nituin. Does that mean that it's nutui, that it's planted? And therefore, manatia zo paravrava. Just like this plant, it goes out and becomes paravrava. It grows. It's fruitful and multiply. After v'torah parin v'rav. And so to the words of Torah, become peru or avu. They multiply and they become more. Bale Asufos, next part of the pasuk, the owners, the masters of Asufos, of those that gather, people that gather together. Elu Tamidi Chacham, Shioshim, Asufos, Asufos, Oksim Torah. These are the Tamidi Chacham that sit and Asufos in groups and they shtag. They go on the Steigen way. Halalu mitamin v'halalu mitarin. Some of them will say, they go and they say, this is going to be tame. And others will sit and they say, it's tahor. Halalu osim v'halalu matirin. Those say it's also they say it's mutar. Halalu posim v'halalu makshirin. Those say it's possible. They say that it is, that it's post and it says, no, it's mukshar. Shami yomer adam, maybe a person is going to say, hey, chani lami tor miyata. How am I ever going to go to learn Torah? It's so confusing. This says Mutter, this is Asa, this is Puzzle, this is Kasher. Like, what's happening? Talmud Lomar, Kulam, Nitnu, Meiro Echad. Don't worry about it. Understand, all of this comes from one Roah, one shepherd. Kel Echad Nisanim, one Hashem gave all of these mitzvos. Rashi says, "Ein lecham ibnei hamachlokas, maybe raya mitoras eloka acher el mitoras elokeinu." All the rays are bringing it from our Torah, from the Torah of Hashem. Don't think it's coming from something else. Parnas echad amron mipi adon kol mas amasim baruchu. One leader said them and came from the mouth of the master of all the masters. Hakadosh baruchu anachnu avim otcha. Rashi says, "Ein lecham mivi raya midivrei navi haba lachlok amoshe abenu." No one's coming to bring it from someone who's arguing. Moshe Rabbeinu, they're all coming from the same place. Therefore, you're good. The pasuk says, Hashem spoke all of these words. This all came from Hashem. So, Afatah says, Afarkesis, make your ear like an Afarkesis. Afarkesis is a type of funnel that you throw grain in and it becomes big on, it's big on the top and then becomes smaller and smaller. And Rashi explains what that means is, since all of them, their lev is l'shamayim, so put your ear to listen and to learn and to know the words, all of them, and when you know, to be able to distinguish which one is kosher, then kava halacha kamoso, and make the halacha like him. Sift it out. To k'nei l'cha lev, maven, says Rashi, and get yourself a heart to be able to understand. L'shmo is divrei mitamin v'es divrei mitarin, to be able to hear and to understand those who say that it's something is tameh, and those to say that something which is tahor, as divrei osim, as divrei matirin, as divrei posim, as divrei machshirin. Shtag, my friends, we got to shtag and get clarity exactly what's going on, and then we can finally get clarity on what the halacha is going to be. Baloshen azeh amar lahem. Don't forget that this is Rabbi Yoshua, because they came to come and visit. They came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and Broka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. They came to Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua says the following idea. Baloshen azeh amar lahem. Ein dor yosom shrabi Elazar ben Azari shari besocho. There is no generation. Ein dor yosom. This generation right now is not a generation which is in a state of a yosom, like an orphan. When they have Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who's there? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is here. We were good. Frankly, Gemara, what's pshat when they came and they visited and he asked them to tell him Torah, that they said, oh, we're Talmidim, you teach us. Frankly, Gemara, v'leim alei behedyei. Why didn't they right away, when he asked them the question, why didn't he answer right away? Rashi says, miyad, lama huskiku lomar, tamidecha anu. That we are your Talmidim. Why did he do that? Mishum maisa shahaya, because of the story that happened. Story time, the time, y'all, because we're going to the Braisa. Maisa Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis. There's a story about this fellow. Shahalach la'akba p'nei Rabbi Eliezer Belud. He came to visit Rabbi Eliezer in Lud. Now what happened? What happened? Amar lo. So Rabbi Eliezer comes and he says to him the following. Ma chiddush haya b'beis hamidrash hayom. Rabbi Eliezer says, what chiddush was there? Amar lo. Nimnu v'garmu. He said, well, they had a vote. Rashi says, v'iskinu. Oh, first let's read it. Nimnu v'garmu amonu moav me'asrin meiser ani b'shvias. There were Yidden that were living in Ammon and Moab, and they were extremely poor. So they set a decree, they voted and said, Ma'asin Ma'aser Ani, B'Shvi'as. You have to give Ma'aser Ani even during Shemitah, the seventh year. Ma'aser Ani, we know, is only usually probably Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Ani, only the third year and the sixth year, but now it seems to be saying also in the seventh year. What's the Chiddush over there? Chiddush is that we're not talking about in Eretz Yisrael. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's not the Chiddush. I mean, what's happening over there? We know that Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to move over on the outside, right outside of Eretz Yisrael. It did have a particular time when it had the Kedusha for Eretz Yisrael, but they got rid of that Kedusha and they said they have to give Ma'aser Ani even then also. So Amar Lo, Eliezer said back to him, Yosei pshot yodecha v'kabel einecha. Yosei, stick out your hands and v'kabel einecha. and your eyes should become dark. He ended up this ain't so good. Rashi says, Huksha be'enav, shenasan atar lo'sa darish, because he gave atar the crown to the one who darshened it. And he asked him, what'd you learn? He told him, oh, we learned there, the nimnu v'gamru, these ideas, v'alo mimos, anshin gets like a dolo ha'isitakanazu. He's basically saying to him, what are you doing over here? I asked you, what did you learn? My chiddush was there, and you said that they, and right now, the nimnu v'gamru, this was a long time when this happened. So poshi jadav v'kibal enav. Bacha Rabbi Eliezer, he cried, and Ve'amar, and he said, Sod Hashem L'Reyav, Pasuk in Tehillim, Sod Hashem L'Reyav, Ubriso Lodiyam, the secret of Hashem is to those who fear him, and his bris is to inform them. Amar lo, and then Rabbi Eliezer said straight up to Rav Yossi himself, Leich emor lehem al techushu leminyanchem. Rashi explained what that means is, don't be choshesh, don't worry, al yilechem shum chashash v'gimgum, don't have any sort of suspicion or any sort of hesitation, that you made this takana, shari skamtem l'alacha, because that is halacha that was already decided. Kach mikublayim Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh, this is like Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh, Shashami Rabbi heard from his Rabbi, the Rabbi and Rabbo, his Rabbi heard from his Rabbi, Hilchasa, Alamoshe Messina, it was halacha, Alamoshe Messina, going all the way back. That Amun Umoiv, Ma'asrin, Ma'isr Ani, Beshvias. They take off Ma'isr Ani on Shemitah. I don't know if I skipped a line over here. So we're going to move it back 1 second. Amar lo Yossi, pshota decha v'kabal yinecha, and poshet yada v'kibal yinecha. That's what ended up happening. He put his hands out and he ended up becoming blind. And then Rabbi Eliezer then davened for him. He cried out that he should actually get better after he gave him this curse. And then he sent back this message. Now, what taka is the reason? Now we're going to explain a little bit, which we touched upon a moment ago, that we said, Amun Moav, that they're putta from Shemitah, that they don't have to keep Shemitah, says, because Harbe Krachim Kavshu Oli Mitzrayim. There are many cities that the ones that came from Mitzrayim, they came along and there were covers that they overcame. And, hold 1 second, yeah, all right. And Velo Kavshum Ole Bavel. They came along, and when they came out of Mitzrayim, when we're coming to Eretz Yisrael, the stuff which is part of Eretz Yisrael, this is talking about by Bayis Rishon, Velo Kivsham Ole Bavel. But when it came to Ole Bavel, coming back from Bavel, by the second time they came to Israel, they weren't able to go in Kovish. They didn't gather, they didn't conquer. Bibnesha Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita Velo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. The Kedusha, the original Kedusha that they brought in, was only for the time that they were there. But it was not L'Asid Lavo. It was not for all time. When the Eden was there, it had the level of Kedusha. But when they left, when we were kicked out, Golus Bavel, so there was no longer the Kedusha. And when they were finally coming back, V'inicham Kedesh Yisra Aleim Aniyim B'Shvias, when they came back, they decided not to go into Mekadesh, these areas, in order that the poor people can be able to rely on the fact that during the seventh year, that they should be able to get something to eat, because once it gets re-kedushicized, then it has the laws of Shemitah, but if not, then it doesn't have the laws of Shemitah anymore. Rashi said it a bit earlier, it says, Kach mikublani, shekedusha rishona, shekitcha Yoshua, l'shaita, lo kitcha, l'asid lovo, was only for the time, not at all to lovo. Av kedusha shniyah, niskatcha li'olam, that's going to be forever, the second time, it was forever when it came up. Kedetanya b'yavamas, kedusha rishona v'shniyah, yesh lehem shlishis, Yesh lahem slicha, shlishis ain lahem. Lefikach b'shar eretz Yisrael, the rest of eretz Yisrael ain zriya b'shvias. You can't plant in shvias. Aval amunu moav hinichum lekatch, and they left over from making kadosh. Kadesh yismucho ani aleim aniim. In other words, the original time in the first place, it was considered eretz Yisrael. The second time, it wasn't. B'shvias b'lekat shicha lepeya. Then you lekat shicha lepeya. Ma'aser ani lekach tiknu lahem sheim ma'aser and ma'aser sheini. Ubrishus chachamim hoyu lahatzel aleim eiza ma'aser sheyirtu lefisha einam chayav. Torah. It's only Midrabban and the whole things that are surrounding Eretz Yisrael, the issues of Shemitah, and therefore they allowed it to be that the poor people can get it, and that stuff was not Mekudosh again. Tana, finishing up the story, Eliyahush and his Yashva Daito, after his mind was settled, as the Rebbe does, his mind was settled from what he said, like, how dare you say that it came from them, it came from Shekhs Gadol, and he blinded Rav Yossi. He said, maybe the will of Hashem that his eyes come back to the way that they were, v'chazu, and they came back, and he was able to see again. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.